Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Upright Women Wanted by Sarah Gailey, narrated by Romy Nordlinger. Chapter 1. As Esther breathed in the sweet, musty smell of the horse blankets in the back of the librarian's wagon, she chewed on the I-told-you-so feeling that had overwhelmed her since her father had told her the news about Beatrice. She'd known that none of it would come to any good. She'd told Beatrice as much. Tried to tell her anyway. But Beatrice never did listen. She always was stubborn. As stubborn as a hot day, the kind that comes too long before a storm breaks. And so she hanged. She swung by her neck while Esther's father, Victor Augustus, made a speech about the dangers of deviance. Silas Whitmore had stood a few feet behind the podium with his fists clenched in his pockets. His lips had been pressed together tight, his eyes on Esther. Not on Beatrice. He wouldn't hardly look at Beatrice at all. His eyes were on Esther, who had lied to her father and told him she'd make the whole thing right. The head librarian didn't find Esther Augustus until they were 2 whole days outside of Valor, Arizona. She swore so loud and colorful that it snapped Esther right out of the Beatrice dream she'd been having, and by the time Esther was sitting upright, the head librarian's revolver was pointed right at her face. "Don't shoot me," Esther said, her voice raspy. Her mouth tasted foul from 2 days with only the bottle of water she'd brought. 2 days without a toothbrush and...